Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Joe Cocker always makes me smile. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thanks for hanging out with me. And lots of good stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com that will help you with your small business. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Christine Perkett. She's the founder of Perkett PR. It's a public relations, social media marketing, digital services firm. She's one of the top social media gurus in the planet. And Christine, I want to talk about social media, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good is that one of the things that social media comes with is community building opportunities, isn't it? Isn't that one of the great things that if you launch a social media strategy, you've got a ready-made community building assets there. Whereas if you just build a website, not so much. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. It's a two-way conversation more so than we've had the opportunity to do so online in the past. So absolutely, yeah. Community building.
So that's a big part. That's the good part about social media. The bad part right now, it seems to me, Christine, is that small businesses are still trying to find find the ROI in social media, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely.
And how do we fix that?
Well, I think, the two biggest things I would say are, one, having a plan that ties back to your business goals. That's the one thing that businesses tend to do, is jump into social media just because it's the thing that they have heard or have been told that they're supposed to be doing, but they don't map back to business goals or start with their business goals and think about how social media is supporting that. And the other thing is to put the right resources behind it. You don't build a community by walking into a room and expecting everyone to come to you. You have to put some work into it.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, businesses have a preconceived notion that they shouldn't have to put that much time into social media, but it's actually, it's worth it if you do put the right amount of time into it and you get out of it what you put into it.
Well, and the good news is you can get help with this, right? I mean, you can. I mean, the business owner doesn't have to do 100% of all of the social media stuff. You can hire a young person. That'd be my suggestion is hire a young person who's business savvy, but also is a digital native, and they're used to this kind of the social media environment. Have them help you apply the social media community building opportunities to your business model. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think it's like any other part of the business. The business owner doesn't have to do, the HR or the marketing or the finances if they don't want to or choose to, if they choose to invest in having someone else do that. I think the biggest thing is to give the responsibility to someone who knows how to communicate and to someone who can describe your business accurately back to you before you put them out there publicly.
Make sure, because values are really on display in the social media community, and make sure that your values are not misrepresented there, right?
Correct, yep.
Yeah. Okay, now...
Go ahead.
Now, one more. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, and to make sure that, again, it's someone that understands that, social media is, again, a public representation of not only you, but your brand and your company, even when they're off the clock. That's another of the biggest mistakes that we see happening weekly is, individuals thinking that social media means you can say whatever's on your mind without consequence,
right.
And that's absolutely not the truth.
Right. So that's the good and the bad. Now the ugly. incredibly, Christine, people are having their Facebook pages hacked. Bad guys are hacking into Facebook page. Now, I don't even know how that happens. I mean, I know how email phishing happens, and all the malware and all that kind of stuff that can get downloaded through email. I know how that works. How does it work in a Facebook site?
Well, I think it's the same way. They get messages through their email that look like they're from Facebook and say, click here, or something has happened and you need to open up this link. And, I never click on something like that that comes in email. If I get a message from a provider, I'll go directly.
So you're saying that the people whose sites get hacked have actually received some kind of information by email. They clicked on it thinking they were going to Facebook, and that's how it got into their Facebook account?
Usually. I mean, it's hard to believe that that still happens, but it happens more often than not. Sometimes people will log in from a public computer, and they'll forget to log out. Sometimes folks don't realize that when they log in, you have the opportunity to click Remember Me and Keep Me Logged In, and mm-hmm. they don't pay attention to that, and so they end up staying logged in from someone else's computer or their mobile phone.
Another thing, if you're wandering around out there in the marketplace picking up all kinds of wireless connections, people can hack into your wireless signal.
Right.
They can do that. True. Here's the rule of thumb that I go by, or not the rule of thumb, it's a hard and fast rule, Christine. If I get any kind of an email about any social media, I know that information is on my social media pages. I don't have to click on it. I don't touch a social media notice of any kind in email. What do you think?
No, I think that's a good rule to have. Definitely better to be safe than sorry, and that's a good way to do it.
If you say, hey, Jim, I want you to follow me on Twitter, I don't click on that. I go to Twitter, and if it's real, you're there too.
Right, absolutely.
So, folks, just remember, the same phishing issues that you've had, you know, PHISH, all that with email is happening now in the social media. You got to watch yourself. Christine, give us your website again, please.
It's PerquettePR.com.
And that's what you guys do. You help people with the things we've been talking about, folks. Christine Perquette, check out her website and all her stuff. Thanks, Christine. We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much for having me, Jim.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.